I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A heart-stopping drama 68 floors above New York. Two men trapped inside a broken scaffold dangling from the tallest building in the U.S. Plus an amazing historic landing in space on a comet. Let's get started. At about 12:40 this afternoon, the first sign of an emergency at the newly opened One World Trade Center.
We have some breaking news we want to just let you know about right now. Crews are on their way to One World Trade Center. That is scaffolding hanging, dangling from One World Trade Center.
68 floors above ground zero, two window washers are trapped on the scaffolding.
I'm seeing two heads right now dangling over their scaffolding. And one of the guys seemingly just keep looking down.
The two men, ages 41 and 33, were headed to the roof of the so-called Freedom Tower when something went terribly wrong. Slack developed in the cable of one side of their scaffolding, dropping it from horizontal to nearly vertical. Authorities were on the scene within 4 minutes.
Firefighters went to the roof and to the 68th floor. From the roof, they dropped rope down to additionally secure the members that were the workers on the scaffold.
There's a critical decision to make, either lower down another scaffolding and attempt a rescue at a dizzying height, or cut through three layers of a glass window and haul the two men out. They decide to rescue them through the 68th floor, but still ready a scaffolding from the roof as a backup plan.
In case we ran into trouble from the inside, that would be another option to remove the victims there.
At about 1:45, after dangling 68 stories up for over an hour, the firemen start to cut.
There are three layers of glass. Two inner layers were cut first with diamond saws. When they were finished with that, they then cut, finally, the outer layer of glass.
With an opening now on the 68th floor, firefighters attach what appears to be a safety line to the first window washer and slowly bring him inside. 1 minute later, the same drill. Attach a safety line and bring the second window washer inside. Both men are taken to the hospital with mild hypothermia, lucky that they survived hanging on the side of the tallest building in America.
A lot of heart-stopping moments watching that. It's hard to imagine anything more terrifying than what these two men lived through. Granted, most window washers, by definition, likely don't have a fear of heights, but still, Gerard McEnany is a field representative of the Window Washers Union in New York. He joins me tonight. So you were there when the people were rescued. What was that moment like? How are they doing?
Well, it's a frightening situation. I arrived on the scene there, and the fire department was busy cutting the glass in order to rescue these workers. But when you see a scaffold at a 45-degree angle dangling and two workers lying on the bed of the scaffold there waiting to be rescued, it's a frightening situation.
Are the workers themselves attached to the scaffolding or attached to separate cables?
They're attached to separate cable. They have body harnesses, and they use a lanyard, and they attach it to a rope that should be tied on the roof.
So is it a metal cable or an actual rope?
It's actual rope.
And then is it the what's attaching the actual scaffolding? Is that a cable or is that a rope?
That's a cable.
Okay.
That's cable.
So do you know how it broke?
I'm not sure yet if how it broke or what actually caused the problem for them. One of the workers mentioned to me that's one side of the scaffold actually stopped at one point. Mm-hmm. It stopped winding, and it's only a matter of 2 seconds before something like that can happen because
really? You
have one side going up and stopping, and you have about 2 seconds before that scaffold can go sideways on you. So it's.
Does this happen a lot?
It doesn't happen a lot. We train our window cleaners. I'm Representative Local 32BJ, and we have an apprenticeship program that we teach our window cleaners every facet of window cleaning.
Right.
And safety is our number one priority.
Sure. How do you train for something like this? I mean, Are they supposed, or if it does happen, are you supposed to not move at all, or what's the recommendation?
Well, it depends on the situation. Where these window cleaners were at that point, there was nothing they could do.
Mm-hmm.
There was nowhere to move, nowhere to go. They called on their radio to the third person. There's always a person inside the building that's in radio contact with
them.
And they radioed, and they called the fire department.